This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Monday, August 25, a confrontation. Our reading comes from Galatians chapter 2. When Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face, because he stood condemned. After his formative, life-changing encounter with Cornelius the centurion, Peter and others led the early church in understanding God's grace for all people. Though Peter believed that Jesus' love was for all people, he sometimes slipped back into ethnic prejudices. In Antioch, Paul confronted Peter, Cephas, as a hypocrite for separating himself from Gentiles. Though Paul's response may have been excessive, we can thank God that Paul did not go along with twisting Jesus' gospel of love and unity. And sadly, again we see Peter, a pillar of the early church, showing weakness in the face of peer pressure from Jewish hardliners. Yet, Peter didn't completely collapse here. From his later teaching, we can tell that he accepted Paul's reprimand and moved on without holding a grudge. In a letter to Christians in Galatia, Peter describes Paul as our dear brother. Like Peter, we can expect to fail at times. As we grow in becoming disciples, though, we can also, like Peter, humbly accept correction and continue to follow Jesus. Pray with me. Lord, by your grace, may we continue to follow and serve you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.